A&E and Podcast One bring you Cold Case Files, the podcast, Season 7.
Flashing through Christine's mind is an image of her cousin, Julie Hill. For most of her life, Christine had believed Julie ran away from home. Then Christine began to hear family rumors that Julie had actually been murdered.
Families have rumors, okay? Is she alive or is she dead? It's time to get down to the bottom of it.
The majority of the killings that occur in Minneapolis occur in North Minneapolis right here. So these guys deal with it on a daily basis. The phone rang. And I assumed by the way the urgency of the call came in was that it was a homicide.
After 6 months in jail, Bailey is back on the streets. And the case slips into the cold files, where it will stay for more than 15 years. Until a key piece of evidence turns up in the unlikeliest of places.
There was no other evidence to be found anywhere. As far as I know, this was definitely the last shot.
On March 15, 1988, Bertha, accompanied by her two puppies, left their home in the early morning hours to pick up the newspapers. At around 3 a.m., Bertha pulled into a truck stop and ordered a cup of coffee. She walked out the door into the dark parking lot and was never seen alive again. With no evidence and no leads, Bertha's case took a backseat to other active investigations. And in time, it went cold.
Bob Romaine is a cold case detective with the Garden Grove Police Department. In 2001, Romaine pulls evidence on Kiva Bible. For Romaine, it represents perhaps his best chance to solve a case that began under a streetlight in a dark corner of Garden Grove, California.
As I pulled up, I pulled down Lucille Street, and right in the middle of the street was a female laying down.
DNA has linked a single human hair pulled 15 years earlier from the body of Kiva Bible.
I just want to hear out of your mouth how it happened. You weren't in another room, Jim. Come on. You remember so much about this night except when the murder actually happened.
And when I walked out and saw that, he pulled a gun.
The stranger?
The stranger. And he said, help clean up or else.
Do you have any idea who it is? And when they're saying, no, we don't, then they are wondering, well, where are you going to go with this if there's no witnesses, there's no real suspects? All you're looking for is to find the guy that would do something like this.
You'd always kind of look at him and think, I wonder where he came from.
I tried to track down where he might have been born, where he might have lived. Everything I tried to track down and the guy came up blank.
Guy's been a fugitive for 27 years. If you see him, put handcuffs on him. Let's bring him in. We're relentless, and eventually we're going to catch them. Every fugitive is catchable, and we're going to catch him, unless time catches up to him first.
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.